This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Running a business is hard work. Even besides dealing with all the economic data that we tell you about every week, inflation and interest rates and consumer this and consumer that, sometimes, most times probably, making your small business work just comes down to sticking to it, to perseverance and resilience and some luck as well. We have been talking to Uli Nasibova for a couple of years now about the ups and also about the downs of running her own gelato shop.
When the pandemic first started, you know, your survival instincts kick in. Failure was not an option. I wanted to fight back. I also made the decision to close down my two brick and mortar gelato stores, or gelaterias, as I call them. The economics were not making a lot of sense to keep them going. And these two stores were such a big part of my journey. I knew closing them was going to be difficult for me to process. So to distract myself from the emotional side of things, and because I was building my revenues back up from basically zero, I just started listening to podcasts, primarily business podcasts. And there was one particular episode of a podcast that I love very much. And the founder on that website, Max Quavro of Petit Pot, he did everything right. He was pitching to these investors. He knew his numbers. He was just doing an excellent job. He didn't get any funding. So I reached out to Max, and then Max offered me a ticket to this natural food expo in Anaheim, Expo West. And through this Expo West, I also pitched to a lot of groceries. So I had brought the suitcase packed with dry ice, and I would open it back up and like, here comes the magical show of gelato and sorbet, my beautiful packaging. And I am now supplying to Bristol Farms here in Southern California. I have spent the last two weekends doing demos at four of their stores and meeting their Saturday and Sunday shoppers and telling the story of my brand, talking about how each flavor came to life because each pint had its own story. I'm so happy that through happenstance, luck, but also a lot of perseverance and just like reaching out to people and not being shy, I created this opportunity for my business. It's definitely something that I really needed in the moment.
That's Uli Nasibova. Uli's Gelato is her shop out here in LA if you happen to come to town. Even if you don't, though, we do still want to hear what is up in your economy. You can tell us at marketplace.org/myeconomy.